This is the Northwest Colorado News. I'm Shannon Lukens. The Treehouse neighborhood is now getting mail delivered to their neighborhood for the first time ever. The Treehouse HOA voted to start the process for getting cluster mailboxes in February, or as the president of the HOA, George Blau, calls them, community mailboxes.
We got assurances that if we put the time and effort into creating these community mailboxes, that the post office would back us up and would be delivering mail. And by goodness, they're delivering mail.
The Treehouse HOA paid about $40,000 for the mailboxes and for the construction of a large concrete pad so that those delivering and getting mail would be safe. The boxes were installed in May, addresses were submitted to the U.S. Post Office in June, and delivery began earlier this month. There are 119 lots in the Treehouse neighborhood with 120 boxes and 24 parcel lockers. A huge, very large pine tree close to Lincoln Avenue in front of Brooklyn's Pizza was cut down Wednesday. Brooklyn's owner, Brad White, says it was getting browner every year from beetle kill and it would have been a hazard. Brooklyn's lost some shade on their patio, but White said safety first. Asphalt repairs are being done on the roundabout at the entrance to Ski Times Square today and tomorrow. There will be some delays. The town of Hayden is having a meeting to get input from the public on a new skate park. That's at 6 o'clock tonight in Hayden Town Hall. The Oak Creek Board of Trustees meets at 6 o'clock tonight as well. One agenda item is for a payment plan for a retail marijuana business license. A second agenda item is to award a trash and recyclable bid to Waste Management with a 5-year agreement. Good luck to the Special Olympics Steamboat and Yampa Valley Team, or SOCE, competing this weekend in the Western Regional Softball and Bocce Ball Tournaments. There are about 30 athletes from Northwest Colorado. Carrie Pritchard from Craig says she's been waiting all year for this.
Hopefully I do 100% with my family there. Come from a professional baseball player, from my cousin Josh. I learn a lot from him.
Drew Bolio is from Steamboat Springs. He's hoping it isn't too hot and he gets a good hit.
Probably trying to hit the bottle out of the park or something. I don't know.
The Special Olympics athletes from the Yampa Valley are headed to Grand Junction for the tournament. There are two unified softball teams this year, which means non-disabled peers train and play as equal team members alongside the Special Olympics athletes. I'm Shannon Lukens, first with local news, weather, and sports. Access it anytime at KRAIRadio.com.